USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Hundreds of criminal gang members around the world were tricked into using a phone encryption app operated by the FBI to plan their dirty deeds, leading to their arrests. Law enforcement officers in 18 countries began to unveil the scope of what is known as Operation Trojan Shield late Monday. A New Zealand police spokesman says what they achieved Monday.
We've seized, during the course of these operations, about 8.6 kilos of meth that came in through the border. Yesterday, we recovered about 20 ounces of methamphetamine, over $1 million in cash, four firearms, multiple kilos of iodine, and we restrained about $3.7 million in assets today.
The Biden administration on Tuesday announced the formation of a new task force to address supply chain disruptions. The task force is set to minimize the impacts of supply chain disruptions on workers, consumers, families, and businesses. USA Radio News.
This report is sponsored by Holland America. After a year-long hiatus, the wait is over, and it's time to cruise again. Holland America Line is ready to set sail round trip from Seattle to Alaska with their new ship, New Amsterdam, with departure starting July 24th and sailing through October 2nd. These Alaska cruises will only be for guests who have received their final dose of the vaccine 14 days prior to embarkation. The ship has also been upgraded to make guests feel even safer with enhanced sanitation practices, upgraded HVAC systems, UV lighting, and enhanced filtration practices. Gus Antorcia is the president of Holland America Line.
We're working through the protocols with the CDC, and so I suspect there may be some adjustments and changes we need to make. But I think everything that a guest has come to expect and enjoy from a Holland America cruise will be available. So that includes our onboard dining options. It includes the entertainment offers. It includes the special lectures, the special programs that we add to all of our voyages.
Visit www.hollandamerica.com.
Suspected Russian hackers that shut down the Colonial Pipeline on May 7th lost some of its ransom money, thanks to the Department of Justice. Tim Burke from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The Department of Justice has received $2.3 million of the ransom Colonial Pipeline paid to the hacking group DarkSide, the FBI obtaining the password to the hacker's Bitcoin account. During a news conference, Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco saying, "Today we turn the table on DarkSide." She also said,
"Ransomware attacks are always unacceptable, but when they target critical infrastructure, we will spare no effort in our response."
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
An Arctic animal revived after being frozen for 24,000 years in Siberian permafrost has been revived. Rotifers, a minuscule freshwater critter, was discovered about 11 feet into the permafrost. The researchers thawed the rotifers in lab experiments. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
This day in history, Flash, 1982, Elvis Presley's Graceland opened to the public for the first time. Flash, 1954, the doomed Ford Edsel automobile made its debut. Flash, 1929, Lateran Treaty, also called the Lateran Pact of 1929, was signed between Italy and the Vatican. Flash, 1942.
The most decisive naval battle of the Second World War was fought between the United States of America and the Japanese Empire, waged entirely by aircraft carriers, hundreds of miles apart. The Battle of Midway was the first major fleet encounter in which the ships on each side never came within visual range of enemy vessels. Victory or defeat depended not on the big guns of battleships, but on carrier-borne bombers and torpedo bombers flying over vast tracts of ocean to seek and destroy their targets.
The Battle of Midway is considered the turning point in the war against the Japanese in World War II's Pacific Theater. Former New York Giants head coach Jim Fassel died Monday night at the age of 71, confirmed by his son John. Fassel suffered a heart attack and died while under sedation at a local hospital in Las Vegas, Nevada. He had been experiencing chest pains Monday and was taken to the hospital by a friend. Fassel coached the Giants from 1997 to 2003, winning NFL Coach of the Year in 1997 and leading the team to Super Bowl 35. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.